Silver Strings is Brighton & Hove's very own latest starter community string band.
The use of the name Silver suggests it might be aimed primarily at older people, is that right?
That's right. For many years we have been an over 50s group, and in the middle of 2018 we had our first player who was aged just under 50, and we currently have another player, a different player, who is aged just under 50. So we are primarily for older people, yes. We set up in 2013, and it was a 9-week pilot to assess whether it was ever too late to learn. The story behind this is that I'm a cello player, and I used to carry my cello around with me on the bus a lot. And I'd meet people who'd say, oh, I wish I'd learned to play something. And I heard that so often that I thought, well, is there a cut-off point at which people can learn an instrument? So I set up a 9-week pilot project at West Hill Hall, let lots of people know, Age UK, let the community know about it. And we had 6 people turn up, all of whom were complete beginners to making music. And then the 9 weeks passed and everybody was really enthusiastic about continuing. So we then moved venue, and then a year later we were at the Bright Home, where we've been ever since. The way that we started off with people being completely new to music making. So everybody was aged over 50. And at the time people were aged between 50 and 70. We were given a very, very small grant by the Cooperative Membership Fund to hire some instruments from Ackerman Music. So we had some cellos, some violins and some violas. And I spent a lot of time thinking about how we could play the instruments together without requiring any particular technical knowledge. So we used a lot of open strings, and I'll come back to this idea of open strings in a little while. So we used a lot of open strings and pizzicato. For any of your listeners who don't know what pizzicato is, that's plucking the strings. So people were encouraged to try the different types of instrument, the cello, the viola and the violin. And then as the weeks went on, people learnt the names of the strings and then started to use the bow and then started to place their fingers on the string. I think in the first 9 weeks we got to placing one finger on the string. So rather than having just 4 open strings, we then had a first finger on each string, which is another 4 strings. That was a very exciting moment when we had 8 notes all of a sudden to play with. There's a lot you can do with 8 notes with stringed instruments. There's a lot you can do with 4 as well. So we spent a lot of time working on listening and working on rhythm and working on communicating using these sounds that are easy for everybody to make, I would say. We've always said, as long as you can place a finger on a string, then you can play with silver strings. And we've been at the Bright Helm since 2014. Initially, we were given a grant via the Bright Helm Small Grants Scheme, which allowed us to hire the activities hall for a period to break even. And so for the first year, we had between 9 and 10 people coming along every week. And then since then, the numbers have grown. And at the moment, we have 17 people coming along to silver strings. So that runs every Tuesday morning, and we have an open session for new players on the first Tuesday of the month. We're also, in the last year, I've been very excited about this. We've been awarded a grant, a very small grant but very useful grant, by the Homity Trust for 2 years running, which has meant that we've been able to offer a bursary scheme. So for anybody on a lower income can come along for half price, which is really important to us, that people are able to access it, not just only people who have a certain amount of financial security behind them.
Obviously, your aim, as you say, is to get people, as many people playing as possible. Mm. So presumably it can't be that expensive?
The cost is £12.50 per week, payable monthly. And then for the bursary scheme, it's half that price.
And does that include actually hiring the instrument?
People can use an instrument for as long as they want. If people come along on a Tuesday morning, the first Tuesday of the month, for a trial session, an open session, they can come for free and try an instrument out. And then we can continue to bring that instrument for them if they want to. They want to continue. We can't lend them out, unfortunately, so we invite people to either hire an instrument from Ackerman's Music, which I think is £30 for 3 months for cello, slightly less for violins. And sometimes people, particularly for violins, people see them turning up secondhand for under £50. Now, we've realised for quite a long time that those amounts of money are prohibitively expensive. So we try and offer through Open Strings, which is our parent organisation, Open Strings Music, we try and offer as many free-to-access workshops and sessions as we possibly can. But Silver Strings is almost exclusively funded through people playing, and then obviously paying organisations paying for our performances as well. So in the last few years, we've played on the bandstand a couple of times. We've played on the pavilion lawns. We've played, I'm trying to think where else we played. We were filmed for Sky TV.
Right.
We played in the Royal Pavilion for one of the Mayor's Christmas receptions. We play in social centres, lunch clubs, things like that all over Brighton. So we get around.
And what sort of music do you play?
We play some folk tunes as well as some popular tunes. We play a little bit, a few classical themes, but mainly at the moment, because our music is suggested by our players on the whole, we are at the moment exploring lots of pop music, film themes, which is very exciting. That's something people really get interested in. That's lovely to arrange as well. I do all the arrangements, so I love doing those arrangements. And sometimes we arrange between us, so we'll think about a piece of music that's in a fairly basic form, perhaps with different parts for the cellos, the violins and the violas. And then obviously for newer players, we accept people who are complete beginners still, even though some of our players are more experienced than that now, because they've been coming and playing with us for quite a long time, 5-6 years. I arrange the parts for all these different levels, including people who've never touched an instrument before. And so we have the basic form, the simple form of how we can all play the piece together. But then we'll discuss how we might end it, or what dynamics we want, how we want to make it more dramatic, or how we want to create more impact, or what actually we're hoping to achieve through playing the music. So part of what we do, a large part of what we do, is playing sheet music, and because of the performing. But also in our sessions, we spend a lot of time improvising, composing music, learning by ear, so things that make us well-rounded as musicians. So it's not just about sitting in front of a piece of music and playing it. And the other thing about Silver Strings really is it's very sociable. So as a result of people coming along, they now there's at least two pairs or trios of people who meet up at the weekends to play together, and also people go to concerts and gigs and other events together as a result of coming along to the group, which is lovely for me, I must admit, to think of all these other things that happen in a sort of ripple effect, I suppose, as a result of people coming along. But ultimately, I think what we've managed to achieve so far with Silver Strings is that people come along and feel safe enough to explore. And I think people who come along and try an instrument for the first time, I think there's a lot of courage in that. If people, for example, have been told at an early age, and we meet a lot of people, not just in Silver Strings, but in our other projects as well, people who are now retired, who were told very early on that they couldn't sing or that they weren't able to play an instrument, people have carried that with them all their lives. So I think it takes a lot of courage to come along and say, right, well, I don't think I can do this, but I really want to give it a go. And then to find, hopefully, that the atmosphere is really friendly and that people are supportive, and that they want to come back, and then over a period of time that their confidence grows. And that's more than musical confidence. And for me as a facilitator, that's very exciting. And obviously, and also for our assistants and volunteers as well.
Yes, in the past there was far, far too much in the way of children at school being told they couldn't sing and they were tone deaf or whatever, and it's just not true.
Absolutely. Certainly my experience of learning and singing at school, I was told I couldn't sing at school. And I came from, thankfully, I feel very fortunate for this, but I'm very grateful, but I came from a musical family, so I was able to try out various instruments, and I feel very lucky for that. But I was always told I couldn't sing, and it was when I was in my 20s I started to sing, and it felt very liberating, you know. But I think that certainly for, let's say, for a school choir, so I'm trying to think about my music teacher when I was 8 years old, and I think that probably she wanted to present something which sounded in a particular way, which didn't really allow for voices that were different or needed some other framework around them. So for me as a community musician, I work in a very different way, and I've been trained to work in ways that we bring along where we are and what we have at the moment. So it's very much about experiencing the moment, and about seeing what comes from the moment. And that's really exciting because we end up in places, all of us, that we weren't expecting. So somebody might make something that they thought was a mistake that they didn't mean to make. But what does that sound actually, where could that sound go? What does that mean? What does the person next to them hear when that sound is made? How can we make use of that in an arrangement? So if somebody makes a squeaky bow noise, okay, maybe they didn't want that in the middle of Moon River, let's say, but they might want that as an effect in something like, let's say, the end of California Dreaming, where we have this beautiful section where it sounds like the wind blowing. I think there's something very precious about the moment, and music and improvising and playing allows us to be in the moment together as a group, and that enhances our well-being as well.
If people are interested in trying out a string instrument, for example, how can they get in touch with you?
We run an open session on the first Tuesday of every month, which is 9:30 to 11:30 a.m., and that's at the Brighthelm Activities Hall. People need to book onto that session so that we know to bring them an instrument. So I'll give you the email address or the phone and the phone number in a moment. We're also running jam sessions, which are open to people of any ability, including complete beginners, and that's people of any age. And we're running those bi-monthly at Community Base. The next one of those is the 27th of April between 2 and 4 p.m. That's a Saturday afternoon. We do have a limited number of instruments for people to play. Again, if people contact us about that, we can bring something along. We also have some performances coming up and a workshop at Brighton Museum on the 4th of May in the morning, and that's part of Brighton Museum's Music and Wellbeing Day. And there will be some other wonderful music there, including some films of people participating in community music activities, and it's all about the wellbeing and the great feeling that we have when we play music together.
So that would be a good way of people finding out all about it, wouldn't it, coming along to that?
It really, really would, yes. It'd be lovely to see people there.
And they'll be able to hear what the results you've achieved over the years.
Very much so. If people are interested in what we do, they can visit our website, which is www.openstrings.co.uk. If they'd like to email directly, they can email info@openstrings.co.uk, or they can give us a call on 012 73 56 90 96.
Bella, thank you very much.
You're very welcome, Richard. It's lovely to be here.